This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Common Core is the name of the new school curriculum that government will be forcing on all school children. But there is one aspect to Common Core that parents find particularly objectionable. Common Core also means gathering and storing all sorts of private information on every school child into a longitudinal database from birth through all levels of schooling, plus giving government the right to share and exchange this nosy information with other government and private agencies. This type of government surveillance and control of individuals is the mark of a totalitarian government. Common Core reminds us of how Communist China gathered nosy information on all its school children, stored it in manila folders called dangans, and then turned the file over to the kid's employer when he leaves school. Several years ago, the New York Times published a picture of a giant Chinese warehouse containing hundreds of thousands of these folders. That was in the pre-internet era, when information was stored on paper. Now data collection and storage are efficiently managed on computers. Common Core is encrusted with lies. It is not, as advertised, written by the states. It is a national project created in secret, without any input from teachers or state legislatures or local school boards. It is not internationally benchmarked. That never happened. The readings assigned in the Common Core English standards are 50% informational texts instead of great American and English literature and classics. The result is that Common Core readings are very political. One suggested reading is a sales talk for government health care, such as Obamacare. Another suggested reading selection is global warming propaganda.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegiate Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4th, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury, customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff, and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Okay, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Tomorrow night we're going to have Heather Callahan on from the Activist Post, as well as Anthony Gucciardi, who's writing extensively on the Syrian situation. There's a breaking story here from Russia as Barry Sotero, a.k.a. Barack Obama, is at the G20 summit. It turns out that Russia says Syria chemical weapons were made by the rebels. That's right, the al-Qaeda rebels are now being accused by the Russians of manufacturing the weapons. A new report from Russia lends evidence that the March 19th chemical attack in Syria was in fact carried out by the Obama-backed Syrian rebels, highlighting the reality of the latest attack. Let's see here, Russian Foreign Ministry just moments ago says, quote, it has now been announced that... Specifically, the findings state that the chemical weapon shells are very much different from the standard Syrian army weaponry and extremely similar to those made by the U.S.-funded rebels who have been caught time and time again burning villages full of innocents. The report from Russia Today reads, quote, probes from Khan al-Assad, or Assal, not the Assad, the president of Syria, Khan al-Assal, show chemicals used in the March 19th attack did not, I repeat, did not belong to standard Syrian army ammunition, and that the shell carrying the substance was similar to those made by a rebel fighter group, the Russian Foreign Ministry stated just today. Big story here, Steve. Does it surprise us? No, not really.
Well, is that the proof that Putin was saying that he wanted to see? The whole world's been waiting to see it. I mean, I think this is a very good story. You're going to have Anthony on tomorrow. And, you know, you can talk to him about it. It's a great, great story that he, a lot of good research. Of course, a lot of it, Russia Today put this together as well. But you can see a photograph of the shell there. And it's evident these things are false flag events that are being created there. They're killing innocent people in order to perpetuate this war on even more innocent people. Wiping out churches, wiping out any groups or organizations that are opposed to the Muslim Brotherhood, and in particular, President Assad.
That's exactly what's going on here. I don't know how much more I can talk about Syria. I mean, I think it's pretty darn straightforward, Steve. False flags, manufactured conflict, a greater war in the Middle East, and repercussions that are going to affect our economy, our energy supply, and so on and so forth. It's a scary situation. It really is.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, maybe what we should do is get some calls and see what people want to, you know, if they want to voice in on it, how they feel. I know that there have been a lot of people calling Congress, calling their representatives. We're seeing the base, Obama's liberal base, has shifted from underneath him now. They know, they're now starting to see how bad this guy really is. I know I keep ranting on it, but we've been saying this since before he was even nominated, that the man is a complete imposter, a fraud, a manufactured puppet from the CIA, and this is what you get. And so, you know, the you know, maybe let's see what your listeners have to say about it all. I mean, are they convinced now that it was a false flag? Do they are they still wondering? I mean, people still see they're wondering. Even my congressman. Well, I have to see proof. You know, I mean, how many times do we have to do this? Just like, you know, Frederick said in the last segment. You know, I mean, the mindset here is been going on for centuries with these kinds of things. Is the human race waking up at all to this kind of manipulation?
It's nothing new. It's the same old story, as they say. 800-313-9443. I agree, Steve. We should open up the phone lines this hour. We should hear what people's take is on this. What's Israel's role, in your opinion? 800-313-9443, the troll-free number to join us. And, well, is there another story going on that we should be talking about? Are you as concerned about Fukushima as I am? Are you ready to leave the Northern Hemisphere, or do you think this is just fear porn and something that we shouldn't get into? We'll take your calls on that. We'll take your calls on how you're preparing yourselves and your family. I always like to keep that in mind. I always like to be as solution-oriented with this show as possible, so please feel free to call us up with your comments, concerns, questions, or whatever else you have. We'll do completely open lines, unscreened calls at 800-313-9443. All right, Steve, so let's see here. Syria, false flags, check.
Did you see the story on ABC News, or it's been running through the mainstream media, of the ice box, the frozen containment plan that they're trying to put in around Fukushima? Have you seen that?
I've heard talks of that, and I'm not sure that would work. They should have done something ages ago. But it seems now, Steve, that the powers that shouldn't be don't want to do anything about this.
Yeah, maybe another controlled opposition, or maybe something else they can manipulate. But it looks like they want to sink these, you know, like kind of like a refrigerant coils or rods down around the building and freeze all the water that's leaking out so it doesn't flow. It basically remains contained in radioactive ice cubes, I suppose. And that's the only thing they can come up with at this point right now.
Well, they got to do something because hundreds of tons of nuclear water, of radioactive water, continue to be flooded into our ocean. And that is going to have an effect on this planet that is potentially life-threatening. When I say life-threatening, I mean to all life as we know it. Now, the powers that shouldn't be, certain scumbags that would allow for the useless eaters to die off, will go to their underground facilities. Right. Steve, you live in Colorado. You know about the underground facilities, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. You know, when I was a kid, about 17 years old, we broke into an old abandoned Minuteman I silo just to take a look at it. It was
scary.
Yeah, it was. Because you got to remember, Larry Air Force Base was originally the central location of all of the ICBM programs in the early 60s. And we had the Minuteman I project. And so out east of Denver, they built several silos. And this was a pretty big complex. And so at this time, it was, I mean, actually the place is a park now because the city's expanded so far east. They have a little, the silo is there still, you know, but it's enclosed in this park area because you really can't do much with it. But I was shocked even at that point because we climbed down and we had to go out, you know, and go through a barbed wire fence. We pried open this manhole. I mean, you know, here we are with flashlights looking down this deep pit. It was the only way into the thing. And we climbed down, you know, and of course there were spider webs and all this kind of stuff as we would go. And we got down to about 10 feet above the floor and had to drop. And we said, well, how are we going to get out of here? Oh, there's a ladder over there. We can climb back up with the ladder. So we dropped down into this thing, and we're going down these corrugated you know, tunnels. And you're seeing all these tubes and the big hydrogen and nitrogen tanks and stuff like that. And we go down to these, and they had the big silos, of course, and then they had the ones that rolled back that had these big chain drives. And rolled back a big rubber kind of cover, and then the missile propped up out of there. It was the earlier series. And then they had these big rooms the size of almost gymnasiums with catwalks, and you could see the Dr. Strangelove maps and things like that that were on there, all these desks and stuff like that. And all this is really creepy because we're about 300 feet underground. But what impressed me the most about all this was the enormous amount of money it must have taken to build this thing. And, of course, by this time in the late 60s, early 70s, it was already abandoned. Right? You know, they'd already ripped everything out of there, and they built new ones out further east. But, I mean, the kind of money that was spent on building these silos, and if anybody's been in them, and a lot of people have, people are making homes out of them these days. They're quite a fascinating relic of the old 60s, and you'd be astounded. And coming up out of there, of course, it was really strange because we climbed up out of the manhole, and we were in a kind of a wilderness area. You kind of could almost imagine what the world would be like if you came up out of one of these things after a nuclear war. It just was very, very surreal.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, you know about jury nullification, right?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Not
well,
a lot.
When we come back, we're going to talk a bit about it, and we're going to hear from somebody who successfully used it.
The Bob Tuscan.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to out
All right, we're going to shift gears a bit here from all the same old talk. Syria, Fukushima, all right, we got that out of our system for now. We'll get back to it in a little bit. And we're taking your calls as well. 800-313-9443. That's the troll-free number to join us. Get out your crayon, write that down. I do want to hear from you. 800-313-9443. So, Steve, do you know who Ed Forchon is?
That name rings a bell, but no. I mean, you better
Mr. Producer, do you know who Ed Forchon is? I think he will know him under the name the New Jersey Weed Man. Ever hear of that name, Steve?
The New Jersey Weed Man.
Weed Man. Well, he's not just a drug guy, a Rastafarian. He was and is a medicinal cannabis patient fighting bone cancer. And he found himself in trouble after being pulled over by a New Jersey state trooper with more than a pound of cannabis, his medicine, some cash. This was sufficient to trigger a possession with intent to distribute charge, and they put him on trial. And he was very smart and made use of jury nullification. And I think it's a very interesting and compelling case. And recently, he sat down with Reason.tv to talk about the use of jury nullification to fight the unjust war on drugs, something that is not harming anyone. If anything, it's the fact that it's illegal. So let me rephrase that. The war on drugs is harming people. It is. Because of the black market that's created and the crime that's created as a result of it. So the fact of the matter is, jury nullification is a system that we have that's a check and allows us to go beyond the unconstitutional and unjust laws. And he sat down again with Zach Weissmuller to talk about this. Here's a little clip of that interview he gave to Reason.tv.
Here I am right now, standing before you free to talk. I should be 10 months into a 10-year prison sentence. The only reason why I'm standing here is because I happen to know about jury nullification, and I used it.
Hi, I'm Zach Weissmuller with Reason TV. I'm here with Ed Forchon, also known as the New Jersey Weed Man or the NJ Weed Man. He's a former marijuana dispensary owner, a medical marijuana patient, and an outspoken advocate for jury nullification who's successfully fought back multiple marijuana charges. Ed, thank you very much for joining us.
No problem.
Jury nullification is what we call the outcome when essentially a defendant has violated a law, but the jury believes that the law itself is unjust or not properly applied in that situation. How does jury nullification play into your personal story and the cases that you fought?
I was charged in New Jersey with possession of marijuana and possession with intent to distribute, but I have always felt that the marijuana laws were wrong. Opinion poll after opinion poll shows that more than 50% of Americans believe that marijuana should be legal. Taking those numbers and putting it on the jury, I believe that anyone charged with violating a marijuana offense should be able to argue to his jury that the law is wrong and should be able to get about half the jury to say not guilty.
So you had medical marijuana that you'd obtained in California and brought to New Jersey. Then what happened? A police officer pulled you over?
A New Jersey state trooper pulled up next to me at a light. I don't know if it's because I got nervous or whatever, but he was paying attention to me. I had my front tires over a white line, and that was the pretext stop that he used to stop me. He said that I disregarded a traffic signal because my front tires were over a white line. Anyway, he pulled me over. He asked for a search, if he can search. I said no. It didn't matter. He put me in a car. He got a judge a couple hours later to sign a search warrant, and they searched the car, and they found my suitcase with my luggage, my toothpaste, and my medicine.
They seemingly had all the evidence they would need to convict you under the law. How did you win that case?
Well, basically, I was guilty. I got caught red-handed, too. But the fact of the matter still goes back to most Americans believe that marijuana's laws are wrong. And that was what I argued. First of all, I represented myself. I think people who who are charged with a marijuana offense should represent themselves. And I don't mean totally by themselves, but at least give their opening statement. So that you're identifying with the juror. The jurors can identify with you. And that's what I did. I gave, in my opening statement, I basically introduced myself. You know, I removed myself from being a criminal and turned myself into the victim of a wrong law. And I explained how I smoked the joint this morning. I'm going to smoke a joint at lunchtime.
And we should explain that you do have a very serious medical condition that you say the marijuana alleviates, right?
Yes, I have bone cancer. I got diagnosed 13 years ago. I've had a couple operations where I've had tumors removed. The last 3 years, I've been suffering with one a huge tumor in my right femur, which it's basically just painful. It's pain levels. And I could get on Percocets and hydrocortisones and all kinds of pain medicines, but I have chosen not to. I didn't want to be addicted to those dangerous substances. Instead, I use natural marijuana for my pain.
How much of your argument were you actually able to make that, you know what, this law is wrong, I'm the victim in this case? I imagine that would be a challenge to even be allowed to say that in a courtroom. So how much of that were you able to get in?
All of it.
Really?
Yes. It was my mission. It was a whole plan of mine. I've been calling myself a New Jersey weed man for the last 15 years as I was advocating the legalization of marijuana. But I always had this plan, and the plan was jury nullification. I could have just easily called myself jury nullification man. Yeah. So to me, when I went on trial, it was like my Super Bowl. Like, it was like I've been planning for this for a long time. And basically, the judge and the prosecutor and all the pretrial lead-ups tried to stop me from saying certain things.
Right.
I went around them, even just representing myself. You know, I'm giving my opening statement. Mm. The prosecutor gets to say what he thinks the case is about. I have to say what I thought the case was about.
Do you think that might be an advantage of representing yourself? It's, because defense attorneys are probably afraid of being disbarred, yes, and mm-hmm, other kind of punishments, right?
I think it's a must. You know, I've been telling a lot of people over the internet how I did it, how to do it, mm-hmm, and I think that's like number one. You should represent yourself. And even if you don't totally represent yourself, you should at least give your own opening statement. Because like I said, you're removing yourself as the criminal in the matter, and you're turning yourself into the victim. The number two thing is jury selection. Some people would argue that jury selection is number one, mm-hmm, but juries aren't like superhuman, super Americans, super patriots. What they are, they're everyday average Americans. They have brothers, sisters, cousins that smoke marijuana. On my jury, I suspect.
Sure, and most people today, as you said, and this to me is more than just about cannabis, Steve. This to me is about jury nullification being used as a tool to combat the things that are unjust and not valid. And,
absolutely, yeah. Uh-huh.
I think it was a pretty cool win for us.
Yeah, it was a constitutional right for you to have a jury before a selection of your peers to decide the case. And they can decide guilty, innocent, or if they even don't like the law, they can just throw it out. And the judges these days in the British Accredited Registry, the bar, and people like this who've been playing the legal game with us for so many years, mm-hmm, have really done everything they can to try to keep us in the dark about this. And I'm glad to hear this fellow won, and I'm glad to hear that he's getting his story
out. Yeah. 800-313-9443. Are you a fan of jury nullification? Take your calls on that and anything else that you have on your mind coming up in just moments. Stand by.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20 plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Steve, we have a press release from the NSA, the National Security Agency.
Okay, good.
This came out just today. Uh-huh. Ready for this?
Yeah.
The NSA announces four new schools for cyber initiative. Four new schools have been selected for the National Security Agency's National Center of Academic Excellence in Cyber Operations program, which was designed to cultivate more U.S. cyber professionals in an ever-changing global environment. After a rigorous application and screening process, the NSA selected the following schools to receive the CAE cyber operations designation for 2013 to 2014 academic year. They've chosen the Air Force Institute of Technology in Ohio. They've chosen Auburn University in Alabama, Carnegie Mellon University in Pennsylvania, and Mississippi State University. The program, which now has a total of 8 schools, complements more than 100 existing centers of academic excellence in research and information assurance, educating, jointly overseen by the NSA and the Department of Homeland Security. An outgrowth of the President's National Initiative of Cybersecurity Education, the program identifies institutions that have a deeply technical, interdisciplinary curriculum centered on fields such as computer science and electrical engineering. The agency has long worked with schools to improve education, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Let's see here. It goes on and on and on. Their cyber initiative school is coming to a campus near you. This sounds to me like brainwashing recruiting.
Yeah, it's a lot like the CIA on college campuses back in the late 60s and early 70s. I mean, now it's all going cyber. So they want to get the brightest and youngest and freshest minds to work for your country now. Yes, you can work for the United States of America, the National Security Agency, hiring big time. Just be a spy. Learn to listen. Learn to turn people in. That's the job. That's the future for America. You know, that's
Don't have the last name of Snowden.
Yeah, Snowden. Yeah, don't go there. Right. Hey, did you see the president of Mexico is now raising hell about the whole situation, as well as Brazil. A lot of countries in Latin.
Yeah, him in Brazil, right?
Yeah, I mean it's the whole NSA thing is crumbling upon itself. It just isn't going to work in any real, tangible civilization in this modern era. But you know, it's as fast as things are coming apart, Bob. You know, I mean, the worst thing we can do, of course, at this point is just get used to it, because that's what they're going to try to tell us we're supposed to do. Get used to it.
Yeah, just lay down and take it, pansies. Yeah. Take it. What are you going to do about it anyways? You don't have the cojones to stand up.
Yeah. It's keeping you safe.
Oh, thank you, Nanny State.
Yeah. That's very, very dangerous situation. The Fourth Amendment was there to keep people who have nothing to hide safe. You know, because I've heard people.
I got nothing to hide, Steve. All I talk about is what I had for breakfast, and you know, I got nothing to hide.
Right, and those are the very people the Fourth Amendment is intended to protect. Because if they did have something to hide, and there was an honest and legitimate investigation, they could easily get a bench warrant to do all those things to spy on you. But when you have nothing to hide, you're the one that needs the Fourth Amendment. People don't get that. I mean, it's just imbecilic, you know, in terms of what they have not comprehended. And it's a bootlicking submission to just authority. This whole thing is so incredibly complex, you know, as we've talked about the mindset, what's happened to people in this modern age. And I do believe that some people are getting much more intelligent and waking up. I also believe that the other half is dumbing down, Bob. You know, people are getting more stupid by the minute. And I think you're going to see that. As days go on, you're going to realize people are dumber all the time. And some people are waking up.
Sorry to interrupt. You were asking me about Idiocracy. That's the exact premise.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I want to see that. I haven't seen that. I just finally saw They Live after all these years, which was good. But I haven't seen Idiocracy. I want to see that movie.
I'm not a big fan of movies and, you know, that kind of thing. You know, I occasionally watch a movie, you know, like most people do. But Idiocracy is a good one. It's kind of silly, but it's got an interesting theme behind it. Another good one, and this is an older flick. You may have seen this. Have you ever heard of the movie Brazil?
No, I never have. I haven't seen it.
Of Brazil? Okay, well, you got to watch Brazil. It is really cool. Let's see. Can I come up with a better description than that? Yeah. Actually, you know, it's been a while since I've watched it. Let me read to you what the wiki says about the movie Brazil. It's a great movie. If anybody wants to call up and weigh in on flicks that they like that are of the genre that we might be interested in, 800-313-9443. So listen here. This is a long synopsis here. The film centers on Sam Lowry, a man trying to find a woman who appears in his dreams while he's working in a mind-numbing job and living a life in a small apartment. Set in a consumer-driven dystopian world in which there is an over-reliance on poorly maintained and rather whimsical machines, Brazil's bureaucratic totalitarian government is reminiscent of the government depicted in George Orwell's 1984. Except that it has a buffoonish slapstick quality and lacks a big brother figure. But it's similar, and it's kind of cool. It was made in, what's the year? 1987, Steve. And boy, were they on to something.
It's 3 years.
1987, not too far after 1984.
Yeah, right. That was the end of the Reagan era. There were a few, there were a lot of good films that came out that time, actually.
Actually, I'm seeing the release date here, December 18th, 1985.
Ah.
I apologize, I got the wrong date here. So just a year after 1984, Brazil came out. Good movie, you got to watch it. I think you'd probably be able to find it online.
Good, yeah, I'm going to try to watch some of those. I've got a lot of films to catch up with. You know, what we should do, though, sometime, Little Bob, is talk about, you know, your show, what we've been doing here, and where this is going, and I'm here to help and get you started. For those of your listeners who don't know me or much about me or you, you know, we started out together, I guess it was, what, about 6-7 years ago. We've never, Bob and I have never actually sat down and met each other. We've been friends on the radio for and off and on over all these years.
They would never know it.
No, they would never know. No. You know, and... You know, one of the things that a lot of people don't understand, of course, is that we're not professionally paid type people to do this. We do this as a labor of love. You know, we boast that, you know, gee, I got a $20 donation last week. A $20 donation?
Actually, Steve, I got $50 and $30 last week.
Oh, are you kidding me?
It's a grand total of $80.
$80, man.
Which you're I don't want to minimize. Right. I don't want to put that down. You know,
no,
geez,
no, no.
If everybody listening right now gave a dollar, I'd be in great shape and be able to really, you know, focus more on this and not have to worry about hustling to make some money with a day job that I'd rather not be at.
Yeah.
So, well, yeah, Steve.
People hear commercials, but that supports the network. It keeps the machinery operating.
It supports the network, and it gets the word out because we have to promote our voice, and we're picking up affiliates, and we might have some sponsors jump on board for our show specifically at some point. That's the hope anyways, but until then, yeah, Steve, I hate to ask for it, but I could use a few Federal Reserve notes, and they go to the website BobTuskin.com. There's a donation tab on the right-hand side. It says donate to the Tuskin family, and I do have a young family here, and I could really use your help. So enough with that, Steve. Enough with that. But, we're picking up new affiliates, and we're trying to grow the show.
Yeah, this is an amazing time slot, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we're out there, and we're reaching people around the world. Of course, it's a little tough in Europe because it's so late, but the archives are available at RBN, right, at Republic Broadcasting Network. And people are podcasting these things. We're putting them up on YouTube. You've had some great guests like, Frederick X was real good tonight. You're going to have some good ones coming up this week. And I mean, you've had some excellent people. So what we're trying to do is bring some lengthy interviews with people who have a lot to say and to teach you about some of the subjects such as Fukushima, mind control, and Freemasonry, stuff like that.
The list goes on and on and on. We're an open book here, and we're learning, and we're sharing that learning process with you. And I appreciate you joining us. Final segment coming up. I have a lot to get to that I didn't touch on tonight, and we will do so in just moments.
The Bob Tuskin Show.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TheraVim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes a GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes turn to skies and inside me my spirit is weeping.
I got a nice email here. I hope they don't mind me reading it. They say they have listened very closely to the alternative media for over a week regarding this impending idiotic war and would like to point out that no one has stated what they have concluded as follows. An article printed in June 2011 in the conservative news states that Israel has one of the biggest oil fields in the world, newly discovered as of the Post, comparable to Saudi Arabia, located on the border of Lebanon. As of yesterday, the Israelites have sent in the boots on the ground to the north along the Lebanese border. This is a lengthy article, but basically states in the end that the Arabs will be threatened because the U.S. may no longer be purchasing oil from Saudi Arabia, and that Syria would most likely attack to obtain the gas rights due to the location of the armistice line. Interesting. I had not heard about that. Have you, Steve?
Well, you know, I've heard so many stories over the years about oil in Israel. I think it was Golda Meir who said that Moses led us to the only place in the Middle East that didn't have oil. You know, I mean, that was sort of a joke then. But there have always been the people who've talked about the biblical prophecies of the toe of Naphtali, which will dip into oil. And that, you know, Naphtali's territory was kind of like a boot or a foot. I don't know. I mean, I know it's a very controversial area, southern Lebanon, of course. And we've talked about this before. There are a pretty staunch crew of UN peacekeepers, mostly Catholics from southern Europe, who are keeping Hezbollah and northern Israel apart. And if they're fired upon, they can be removed at any moment. And this is one of the most important things to watch in this whole skirmish, friends, is if the peacekeeping forces leave that area, you're going to see some very serious trouble because, as we've said before, Hezbollah has beefed up with probably 10 times the armaments they had in 2006 when they repelled Israel out of that area and handed Israel their butts after that long, on-the-ground affair went on, which left Israel reliant upon its air force, which is the same situation that will happen again today. But this time they have maybe as many as 40,000 missiles in southern Lebanon. Do they have oil there? I don't know, but I do know they have a lot of weaponry. And I can tell you that, I don't know if the oil is the issue so much in this whole thing, or the pipeline in Syria, Bob. It may be. I'm sure it figures in, of course.
Yeah.
But
go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that Russia has expressed a lot of animosity towards Saudi Arabia because, Saudi Arabia right now is one of the major suppliers for oil to the United States, to Europe. And if Saudi Arabia is eliminated as a very powerful oil producer, that's going to make Russian oil very valuable.
Well, and they use the dollar.
That's right. Yep.
So the it's funny you were going to go there because that's pretty much what I was just going to say. And we now have Putin, or is it, how is it pronounced? Putin? What's the Russian pronunciation?
Putin. I guess so, yeah.
Putin.
Yeah.
President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday warned the United States and its allies against launching a unilateral military strike against Damascus. He warned them. Warned them. Notice the language there.
Right, right. Warned them.
What is going to happen? Well, what are they going to do? They're warning us. They're warning us not to do it. Is it possible we don't actually go through with this?
Yeah, it's very likely. As a matter of fact, I think it's idiotic to begin with. It's going to make Obama look very bad. It provides, as we said before, like John Rappaport's article, a distraction. But the whole thing is that, he's lost his base. Obama's in trouble with his own people right now, which is really for the first time after all these years, Bob. People are finally hearing what we've been saying. They're opening their eyes and realizing Obama is insane and no different than the bureaucrats, autocrats, and dangerous psychopaths that were in the Bush administration. He's done everything Bush was doing and even worse, even more. Obama really surprised me. He hasn't done anything right. I knew he was going to be a horrible president, but he's been even worse than I thought he was. And I think he's in real trouble. And, obviously he's got all these scandals. He's got at least 7 impeachable trials and cases and investigations and allegations against him. So, I mean, what do you do when you're in this desperate situation? Well, you start a war, and then hopefully people will respect you. But in this case, I don't think it's going to happen. Putin is biding his time. Russia has all the military options. Israel doesn't really have any here, nor does the United States. We've been fighting Israel's wars for since 9/11, obviously. And, you know, it's coming to an end. And so there's going to be a shift, a paradigm shift of power in that region. And Russia can bide its time. I heard Putin's speech where he talked about the between China, India, and Russia and the BRIC nations, there's far more economy than there is in the EU and the U.S. So they're much bigger now. And this is the waning of Western civilization, if you like, or the end of an era. And it is a cataclysmic crash, whether it'll end up in this war or whether it'll just be a whimpering flat tire. One way or the other, I don't see how they're going to win anything in this whole, whole deal.
Agreed. Where we stand today, folks, just to recap, the Senate committee had approved this, a 10-7 vote. It will now go to the rest of the Senate and then the House. And, well, there's tons of opposition against this. So, again, the Senate committee voted okay, but that doesn't mean it's gone all the way. And even if they say no, will Barry Cetero really stand up? Maybe this is all a dog and pony show, Steve. Maybe they'll say no.
And I hope so. They'll
make us have this false sense of security, as John Rappaport pointed out. That's a potential. And I could see that taking place. They want to condition us. They want to keep us honest. And they want to use us to fulfill their ultimate plan, which includes the depopulation and eugenics agenda. And, well, a lot more. These people consider you and I to be the useless eaters, goyim, cattle. And until we realize that that is the mentality here, that these people think of themselves as gods and the rest of us as mere mortal pieces of trash, we're going to have the same problems again and again, and it'll continue. I mean, this has been around for thousands of years, folks.
Yeah,
thousands of years. When are we going to do something about this? Well, I'm alive right here and right now, and I'm going to do everything I can, Stephen. I know you will as well, to make this a better place for our children and our children's children, so on and so forth. So that's kind of the mission of this show. We hope to offer solutions in that process. I'm big on gardening. I'm big on prepping. And I don't get enough time to talk about it. I ought to isolate a regular segment so that I can force myself to cover some sort of solution. So maybe I should come up with a, you know, a catchy title, Solution Thursdays or something like that, Steve. Because
that's a good idea. Yeah.
If I don't discipline myself, I tend to get caught up in, you know, discussing this crazy stuff that needs to be exposed. So a part of the solution is getting to the root of the problem and exposing the stuff, granted. But then the big question is, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? I ask you that question as I ask you every single night here on the show. Well, folks, I hope you join me in doing something, anything, for crying out loud. Action is better than inaction. That's the bottom line. Steve, thanks so much for riding shotgun with me tonight, man. I appreciate your time.
Be back on Friday. Thanks to our engineer, Dan, the unsung hero, who puts up with our arrogance. I mean, the man has the patience of Job.
He certainly does, especially dealing with me. Jeez, I'm a pain in the tuchus. Yeah, folks, I love you. Thanks so much for tuning in. As always, we'll see you tomorrow night with a great show with Anthony Gucciardi on World War III and Heather Callahan.
The Bob Tuscan Show.